Hello?
Hello?
Hey, John?
Yeah.
Hey, you had just given me a call about maybe 15 minutes ago.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who is this?
This is Zach. You had reached out to us about your house on Shady Banks Terrace.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Yeah. Do you have a minute?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So I'm familiar with the property, and when it came in, I tried giving you a call yesterday. I'm not sure if you received it or not, but I was having some cellular issues. But I'm familiar with the property. We have some houses in the area, right near the Feather Chase Drive, if you're familiar with that road. But
Oh, okay.
yeah, so. I noticed that you're interested in selling it, and just kind of wanted to get a little bit more information and how I can maybe, work with you.
That works. We're
So,
not like real set on anything, but I was kind of hoping to get out into the countryside, so.
and just so I have the correct information, it's 7842 Shady Banks Terrace, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Did you purchase this recently? I thought that was sold about maybe less than 3 years ago.
It was about two and a half.
Okay, gotcha. And Gene and Jack Thompson, who are they?
My dad and mom.
Okay, gotcha. So
I'm a
you're handling the sale for them?
No, we actually had to, I had to work a few things with the financials because I'm an independent contractor and I didn't have enough on paper to purchase the home. So they basically were working the deal with me to do the financing, but I paid for everything and I'm on the deed.
Okay, cool. Cool. So when you say you want to move to the country, what does that kind of mean? Is it like Louisa? Is it Amelia?
Kind of open.
Kind of
I
open, huh?
haven't really decided.
So you kind of just want to get this buttoned up before you kind of go to your next place?
Yeah, I mean, truth be told, we were kind of wanting to get like a ballpark idea, maybe work with somebody to figure out like what they would be willing to make for the purchase price, so then we could work on finalizing like exactly where we want to go. We've seen some stuff out in Powhatan, Amelia, out by like Goochland area and all that. So, but I'm kind of trying to figure out the financial aspect of it.
I hear you. I hear you. So, it sounds like you're pretty open to like where you move country-wise. And I'm just trying to get an understanding. Do you work from home by chance, or?
No, I'm a contractor.
Okay. What do you do for a living, if you don't mind me asking?
Put in doors for Lowe's.
Oh, cool. Okay. Oh, so they're pretty transferable.
Yeah.
Awesome. And you, when you say you and or, you said we, do you have a partner?
Yeah, me and my wife.
Okay. Gotcha. Gotcha. And she's pretty open to kind of moving and going somewhere different as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, we're definitely interested. I mean, I'm very familiar with the property and the area. Do you have anything that you're kind of looking to achieve other than, just get a price? I mean, what's important to you here?
Um, I mean, honestly, I don't know. Obviously, I'm trying to get what I can back as far as equity goes. I know that it's got some little things to deal with inside as far as updating. And I've got, I'm going to tear the carpet out of the stairs and put flooring down and whatnot. But past that, I mean, I don't know, more or less just smooth transition and obviously maximizing what we can for sale.
You have something that you're asking or hoping to get?
I mean, realistically, I was hoping to be around 235 because I know the market value is like 255, 260. I know most people that want to do cash offers don't want to go that high. So we were actually discussing just putting some things into it and putting it up on the market.
I mean, you know, sounds, I mean, it's, you know, it's more, you're right, you know, when you say, you know, cash is king, obviously, you know, when you take cash for a property, you know, it's, I mean, people, you know, they give you what they give you, and they, you know, you typically take a discount. But
right,
let's just kind of talk hypothetical. So, let's say we could get you close to that number. You know, I have, you know, like I said, I have houses in the neighborhood down the street. So, you know, I'm not opposed to working together. What would that look like for you as far as your timeline if, you know, I could do something like that? And, you know, would you be open to, you know, a flexible close date? That way it gives you enough time to move, you know, let's just say 100 days or 90 or 100 days. You know, that's a realistic time to find something new, I think, in my opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Okay. And, you know, let's just say we could get you, you know, the time needed to move. We could get you a price that makes sense, cash, you know, to kind of be done with this. I mean, what would stop you from kind of just saying, all right, let's do it?
I mean, I don't know. If it was legit and real and it was going to be smooth and easy, probably nothing, to be honest. Obviously, the wife has concerns about knowing things are taken care of and squared away, et cetera. But, like,
sure.
I mean, other than that, if it was, like, actually in front of her face and she was dealing with it and knew actual, like, this is what we're going to profit off the sale, and I could give her some, like, legitimate numbers to deal with, then she would be way more comfortable moving forward.
Right.
With the situation. Her concern was basically school and transitioning out of here to get a good spot and all that. I mean, but other than that, that's realistically about it. As far as concerns go.
Okay. Well, that, I appreciate you being upfront, straight up. As far as your parents go, I mean, you know,
my mom just passed away on the 6th.
Sorry.
Of last month. So, it's literally just my dad and me on the deed now. We submitted the paperwork for her death certificate to the financial company. But, yeah, I mean, he's totally fine. He said I could do whatever, whenever. He's okay with whatnot. All he said he really would need to do is sign or whatever. He's okay with that. So,
okay. So, I mean, you know, the flexible closing date would be something that you're interested in, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't be opposed to that.
Okay.
So the biggest thing for her is the transition from selling the house to being able to move into a place without being stuck trying to either A, rent an apartment for 3 to 6 months while we're dealing with it and dealing with storing everything out of the house and all that. So, I mean, if that's an option, then I would definitely be okay with figuring that out.
Okay. So, I mean, it sounds like she's, you know, this thing's going to be pretty important to her, and, you know, making her feel comfortable is, you know, the right thing to do, you know, on your end. And it sounds like she might have some questions. I mean, you know, just me knowing the neighborhood and being familiar with the house, you know, I've seen it without, you know, the outside of it, you know, so I'm fairly comfortable, you know, with kind of moving along, but
I got you,
you know.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the house goes, when it sold, there was nothing really wrong except for the doors, which I swapped out. The back door I cut out and installed a patio door, so now there's a patio coming out to the deck. We just had the roof done, like, not even 3 months ago. I mean, it's pretty solid. Like I said, there's some cosmetics more than anything. The upstairs carpet's kind of trash, so I was going to pull that out and put in laminate or whatever. But, I mean, I don't know. That's really the majority of the issues is the cosmetic side as far as carpeting goes upstairs and whatnot. So,
sure. So, I mean, would it make sense for, I get it. I wouldn't ask you to fix anything if, you know, we were to go in this direction. You know, and you don't have to sell it. You know, we don't have to buy it. You know, you're not in a rush. I'm not in a rush either.
Right.
Would it make sense for, you know, to talk with your, you know, girl or partner, excuse me, and just, you know, maybe me and her have a phone conversation to see if this is, you know, definitely a direction that we want to pursue?
Yeah, I mean, I can talk to her about it, and then I can give you a call and let you know what's going on.
Okay.
That'll work for you.
Yeah, I mean, that would be fine. You want me to give you a call back later this evening, or?
Yeah, that's fine. I got Verizon coming to the house now, and we're about to get lunch and stuff, so I'll chat with her while we're eating.
Okay, cool. I can give you a call around 4 if that works.
That'll work perfect, actually.
All right, John. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you. I'll talk to you soon.
I'm sorry to hear about your mother. My mother just passed away as well, so.
Sorry about that. Definitely a tough road.
Yeah, it is. It is. It is. But, all right, I'll give you a call back at 4, and look forward to speaking with you.
All right, appreciate you.
Yeah, man. Have a good one.
All right, you too. Bye.